with the sustained drone of its iron core, which somehow set part of the ironwork humming. The place made the visitor's head reel with the throb, throb, throb of the engines, the rotation of the big wheels, the spinning ball valves, the occasional spittings of the steam, and overall, the deep, unceasing, surging note of the big dynamo. This last noise was, from an engineering point of view, a defect, but Azuma Z accounted it unto the monster for mightiness and pride. If it were possible, we would have the noises of that shed always about the reader as he reads. We would tell all our story to such an accompaniment. It was a steady stream of din, from which the ear picked out first one thread and then another. There was the intermittent snorting, panting, and seething of the steam engines, the suck and thud of their pistons, the dull beat on the air as the spokes of the great driving wheels came round, a note the leather straps made as they ran tighter and looser, and a fretful tumult from the dynamos. And over all, sometimes inaudible, as the ear tired of it, and then creeping back upon the senses again, was this trombone note of the big machine. The floor never felt steady and quiet beneath one's feet.